Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Maya with your 8am Zlines. In local news, a food recycling operation begins today at Howard Smith Wharves. A unit of black soldier fly larvae the size of a shipping container will be capable of eating 1.7 tonnes of mostly anything, according to Justin Frank, the strategy head of the food waste company Gotera. The larvae turns the waste into frass, which is sold as fertiliser and livestock feed, instead of contributing to the 8% of greenhouse gas emissions that are produced in landfill.
Queen's Wharf is set to open next year without a full and independent human impact study. There is currently no state-backed research into how the new Star Casino will impact Brisbane's gambling habits, crime, or vulnerable people. QUT was given $2 million by the Queensland Government to deliver a baseline study on tourism connectivity, safety, and gambling impacts, which would be compared to data once the Queen's Wharf had opened. The QUT baseline reports were delivered in 2019, were dismissed by the government because of COVID. The Queensland government plans to monitor public benefits and impacts post-opening.
In national news, an Optus outage is affecting customers of the telecommunications network across Australia. First reported at 3 a.m. Brisbane time, the national outage has caused disruption of public transport in Melbourne, with services being delayed and some cancelled completely. Multiple hospitals in Melbourne and Sydney are affected by the outage, with a private Sydney hospital urging people to contact them via email while the phone lines are down. Federal authorities are investigating the outage and do not currently believe the cause is due to a hack.
The Climate Council released its first oceans report, with experts warning climate change is happening at a faster than predicted rate. The report warns that the Great Barrier Reef will not recover from the effects of climate change unless fossil fuels are significantly reduced in the next decade as ocean warming increases. A spokesperson for Climate Change Minister Chris Bowen says the government's emissions reduction target will aim to reduce more than 200 million tonnes of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030.
In international news, a second fitness gymnasium has collapsed in China. The Yucheng Fitness Gymnasium in China's Heilongjiang province collapsed at 7:20 p.m. local time, killing three people and injuring one. The cause of the collapse is still under investigation. However, authorities acknowledge recent weather conditions may have been a factor. Police have detained the person in charge of the gym. This is a second instance of a gym collapsing in the span of 3 months, the first being the Qichiha School Gym incident in July, which killed 11 people.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.